Traffic stopped for a few minutes in the heart of downtown Ashland yesterday, so a short parade could put the Southern Oregon University football team front and center. They earned that place by winning the national championship in football of the NAIA, the other organization of college sports. This level of football is a long way from bowl games and big TV contracts, but winning a championship in any sport at any level is tough, and the SOU Raiders did it convincingly. SOU beat Marion University of Indianapolis 55-31 on Friday in Daytona Beach, Florida. And with his mug on national TV as the game ended, there was Craig Howard, Southern Oregon University's head football coach. He's our guest. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having us on the show this morning.
Oh, very good to have you. And congratulations, first off. I mean, that's a really big accomplishment.
Well, I'm so proud of the boys and buying into the vision of winning a national title, and they worked really hard. They loved each other, and they accomplished a dream that not many people get a chance to do. It was surreal.
It really was, and still is for a lot of people. And I was among the staff and faculty of Southern Oregon University watching in the Stevenson Union. I don't know if you've seen any pictures of the big crowd back home cheering you on, just in that one place, and many others as well.
That was so awesome. I was so proud of Southern Oregon University and just everybody coming together for one moment in time. It was a very, very special moment.
So, Craig Howard, tell us about what kind of shape the program was in when you took it over. The guys on national TV were certainly making much about, oh, you know, this almost was, you know, they were considering dropping football 5 years ago, et cetera.
Well, for a while there, they had considered that. They had a decade where they hadn't done very well, and the program was down a bit. But, you know, when I came home, I believed it was the missing link in the athletic department and that we could win the national title, and started recruiting players to believe that plan and hired some really good assistant coaches to help implement the plan. So, man, I'm excited about this. You know, I grew up 31 miles from Southern Oregon or so in Grants Pass, and you know, after coaching around the country, come home and to win a national championship right here in the Rogue Valley is a special, special thing.
But, you know, it's interesting the way, Craig, that you talk about the order of events there. You were convinced you could win a national championship, and then you began recruiting players. So it wasn't really based on the personnel you had at the time.
Oh, no. I really believed in what we had as a successful plan, and if I could get the right players, it would work, and we would win.
And so tell us about the whole recruiting process. First of all, how easy or difficult is it to recruit for a school of 6,000 people in a town people generally north of Eugene haven't heard much about?
Well, you know, it's a great university, and there's a lot to sell there. And Ashland's a great college town, and we certainly are selling a great product, you know. Again, what we had to do is convince some players that we were going to win in football. So, you know, that was a part of the plan, and some men bought in. We got a great quarterback in Austin Dodge. He was a gunslinger. And from there, we started breaking national records and winning games, and it was pretty cool to see the transformation of the program.
I understand you'd had some success in the past with other quarterbacks, including coaching Tim Tebow to a high school title at a school in Florida.
Yeah, that was a neat deal, too. I don't know how many coaches had the opportunity to win a state title in Florida and a national title in Florida, you know, but, you know, good players make good coaches.
Oh, not the other way around?
No, I think it's that way. If you got a good player, you'll be a good coach.
All right, so let's talk about some of the players, particularly Austin Dodge, your quarterback, because he was the player of the year in the NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, which is an accomplishment. It's essentially the Heisman Trophy for the NAIA at a different level, but obviously not the only guy on the team. But let's talk first about Austin and his particular accomplishments and the things he was able to do.
Yeah, you know, I was so lucky to get a quarterback like Austin Dodge because he has the it factor, just like Tim Tebow had. You know, he is such a dynamic young man, and he's going to be a success in life when football is over. You know, he carries a 3.8 GPA in business and marketing. And the very first start he had as a freshman, he was in the film room at 6:30 the next day studying film and trying to get better. So, you know, we surrounded him with some good offensive linemen up front from North Medford, Drew Gibson, who was an All-American, Max Proudfit. We had some great receivers, and Dylan Young and the Retzloff brothers, Ryan Retzloff and Matt Retzloff out of South Medford High. So, you know, we put together a great offense. But in the championship game, it was the defense that came through with eight takeaways.
That was a big deal. We're talking to Craig Howard, the head football coach at Southern Oregon University, national champions of the NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, knocking off Marion University of Indiana 55-31 in the national championship game in Daytona Beach, Florida on Friday. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Talk to Craig Howard, 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. And how, you mentioned it's fairly easy to get to, or, you know, people at least respect the school, but, I mean, how far and wide do these players come from? You mentioned guys from South Medford, from North Medford, and Austin Dodge came to you from, was it Vancouver, Washington?
Yes, Skyview High School, Vancouver, Washington. But, yeah, we have players on the team from around the Northwest, but we're really concentrated on the state of Jefferson, and it's Jefferson Radio. But the state of Jefferson is where I wanted to bring the players from, Northern California and Southern Oregon. We put RV on the back of our helmet saying that we're going to be Rogue Valley's team, and we wanted to bring in Rogue Valley boys, but we got some good Sacramento players like Melvin Mason, the Vancouver and Portland area. I think we have 21 players from Vancouver and Portland, a few players from Hawaii. You know, it's just a really a group of guys that bought into a program. They worked really hard. None of them are on a full ride or a full scholarship. They play the game because they love the game and they love each other.
And you said none of them on a full ride scholarship?
None. I think we have an equivalent of about 10 scholarships for about 130 players.
Wow.
So we spread the money around, and some guy might get, you know, a little bit here, and some guy might get books. But nobody's on a full scholarship. Nobody.
I'm glad you mentioned the RV. I was going to ask you about that. I did notice it on the back of the helmets the other day. A little difficulty figuring out that the top one was an R, given that the, you know, blurry TV screens and all that sort of thing. But that's an interesting step to take.
Yeah, I kind of felt that growing up in Grants Pass and being a Southern Oregon guy, that we wanted to be a Rogue Valley team, not just a team in one city, but, you know, trying to attract the players from all over the Rogue Valley, fans from all over the Rogue Valley to support Southern Oregon football.
What was it like, though? I mean, it's kind of strange when you think about the fact that here you are, a team from the West Coast, from Oregon, playing a team from Indiana, and you're both pretty far from home. You've certainly further playing in Daytona Beach, Florida. That was just the plan that the NAIA had for where the championship game would be played this year?
Yes, it's been for about 10, 15 years in Rome, Georgia. And it ended up being in Florida this year. That was kind of storybook, the fact that I had coached 16 years in Florida.
And so what was the big drive for you, Craig, to want to come back to the Rogue Valley? You mentioned being from Grants Pass originally.
Well, you know, I've coached for 40 years, and this was a chance to come home and build a program in my home state before I retire. And it was a good opportunity. And in fact, it was Danny Miles from OIT, the basketball coach, and a Rogue Valley guy from Medford and Southern Oregon, former quarterback. But he's had a lot of success in basketball. But Howard Morris, the former athletic director at OIT, and Danny Miles told me that the job was open, so I called Matt Sayre and started the process, and I'm so glad that they hired me.
Okay, the game itself, fans might have thought at some point that you were going to walk away with this. At one point in the first half, you were ahead 24-7. Did you or the team ever think that this was going to get easy from that point?
Well, no, you never think that way. You just want to finish the game and know that a good opponent's going to, you know, they were national champs in 2012, so they weren't going to go down without a fight. So we knew we had to finish, and you got to play all four quarters.
Let's talk about the progress getting there in the first place, because you had to beat not only a former national championship in the national championship game, but in two previous rounds of playoff games, you had to also defeat former national champions, didn't you?
Yes, we did. That was an interesting journey. You know, we had to play in the sub-zero degrees, you know, minus 9 or minus, I don't know what it was, somebody said it was minus 30 up in Helena, Montana against Carroll College. They had won 9 national champions. They were ranked number 1 in the country. We won that game in a good fashion, and then that was kind of a demon for Southern Oregon, and we got rid of that demon and moved on to Chicago and played San Xavier. And they were a former national champion. But the boys just gelled, and we got on a run there, and it'll be a memory for a lifetime. These boys will be national champions the rest of their lives. Every one of those players and coaches are joined at the hip now.
You know, I remember watching the game via the internet from Carroll College in Montana, and we're underselling this. Not only was it 4 degrees below zero with a wind chill, it was also snowing heavily, and only the yard markers had been cleared off. The rest of the field was just pure white. And I remember thinking when Southern Oregon University got down late in the game with about 2.5 minutes to go, I thought, this is a lot of time for Austin Dodge. And I remember reading his comments later where we can do this. How do you find that balance as a coach between overly confident and just knowing what your capabilities are, being able to carry it out?
Well, that is a fine balance, you know, and you just teach confidence, to these young men. They've got to believe in the plan. They've got to believe in each other. They've got to believe in themselves. And when you face adversity, all it does is make you tougher, make you better. You've got to overcome adversity in life, and you've got to overcome adversity in football. That's one of the lessons that you learn from this great game. So just proud of our players that when we did face adversity, that they had the mental ability and the toughness to overcome it.
Craig Howard, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, head football coach at Southern Oregon University, national champions in the NAIA in football. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join the conversation. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. What do you suppose that the winning of a championship in football does to boost a liberal arts school in a liberal town? I mean, what kind of other ripple effects does this have for Southern Oregon University as an institution of higher education?
Absolutely. I think that the name Southern Oregon University is being heard from coast to coast and on all the major networks and on all the major media outlets. There's just hundreds of articles in the newspapers across the country about Southern Oregon University. So, you know, it certainly puts Southern Oregon on the map, and, you know, it's just a part of what Southern Oregon University is. And I always tell our guys, you know, the number one reason to come to college is to get a diploma and get a degree. That's why, you know, they're a student athlete, and it says student athlete, not athlete student. They're a student first. But I think it will help recruiting not only for the football program, but for the entire student body, you know. And it's also great for just Ashland and Southern Oregon just to have a winning program. And you know, some of the years when the team wasn't doing so well, you know, people, you know, aren't as excited. And now people are just coming out of the woodwork. It's really thrilling to see the support we are having for Southern Oregon University right now. It's an exciting time. You know, Dr. Roy Saigo is our president. He's doing a fantastic job, and our basketball team, our wrestling team, and our women's sports are doing really well. Matt Sayre, the athletic director, has a vision there that's going to Southern Oregon is not just going to win in football. We're going to win in all sports.
Well, you know, true or false, you had said to the players that not only they were going to win a national championship, but the phrase before that was you're going to get a degree.
Absolutely. That's more important than winning the national championship. That degree will last a lifetime, and it'll open doors for these boys. So Southern Oregon's a great place to get a degree, and my boys are working hard in the classroom.
This is usually the recruiting season right now, isn't it? This is about the time of year you're starting to get a hold of people who are graduating from high school this year?
Yes, yes, and this will help recruiting immensely.
Have you had many contacts from incoming at this point, or is it still a matter of you finding people in the first place?
Well, the phone's ringing off the hook, and I get 100 emails every day of boys from around the country that want to come and play for Southern Oregon. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Okay, so recruiting is going on here. Now, talking about the other end of things, Austin Dodge will graduate this year, is the plan anyway, and go off to something else. Does he stand a chance in the NFL? I mean, he's a good enough size for a quarterback, it seems like, but, I mean, not that many NAIA players end up in the NFL.
Well, you know, I called a lot of NFL teams. Almost every NFL team sent a scout to either watch practice or watch games at Southern Oregon. So they like what they saw. I believe he's going to be drafted. So we'll just have to wait and see now. It's a process now, and, you know, and he'll have to go to work and probably go to some combines and throw for the scouts and the teams, but he has the ability, and he just needs the opportunity now.
Coach Howard, back to the game on Friday. Again, a couple times that SAU got up big and obviously ended up winning by 24 points. But, you know, when Marion began to make its charge and scored the first 21 points of the second half, we had the guys on TV talking about Mr. Momentum on the side of Marion. How do you keep the guys calm and focused on task at that point?
Well, I tell you, we always have a plan for momentum. And, you know, when the opposing team it's rolling, you know, we've got to hang in there and do something to turn that tide. Every time we score a touchdown, we put up five fingers, meaning that in 5 minutes we got to score again, and we're chanting, Mo, Mo, Mo. And we do it at home, we do it on the road, and it's grown. The entire crowd is chanting Mo. So we have a plan for momentum as well as a plan for, you know, the offensive and defensive strategies to use, because momentum plays a big factor in the game. And we got the momentum early, and we lost a little bit in the third quarter, but because of a momentum plan, we regained it in the fourth quarter and won the game.
Okay, now you've answered the question, what it is that people are chanting during kickoffs, and it's Mo. I couldn't quite figure out what that was.
Mo, It stands for momentum, and it stands for play with emotion now. We've got them on the ropes. Let's go. Mo, Mo, Mo. That's something we do a little bit different, you know.
So most of the focus in Oregon in college football focuses on the University of Oregon Ducks, who are going to be playing in a semifinal game, potentially headed toward a national championship. And, of course, Mark Helfrich was a quarterback once at SOU. He's the head coach of the Ducks. And I saw that he tweeted a congratulations to you guys after you won the game on Friday.
He certainly has done that all season long. He's a great loyal Raider alum, and we appreciate him and the help that he has and the support. Now it's his turn. We hope the Ducks get a chance to win a national title at their level. Wouldn't that be awesome for the state of Oregon?
That'd be something amazing. Have you had a chance to catch a breath yet?
Haven't caught our breath yet. We're just keeping going and haven't slept much. And it's just an awesome time in my life and awesome time at Southern Oregon University.
All right. Craig Howard is the head coach at Southern Oregon University. The Red Raiders won the National Football Championship in the NAIA on Friday. Congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for having us on the show, and just so proud of our boys, and Merry Christmas to all our fans.
All right, take care. Merry Christmas to you.